Hey, Donald X, what is the story behind Wandering Minstrel?
All right. The story begins with a fortune teller. And this is during work on Cornucopia. And so fortune teller says, plus two coins, reveal cards on the top of your deck until revealing an action. Put it back on top and discard the others. Each other player does the same except he stops on a victory card. So you leave a good card on your deck and you put a bad card on their deck. And that was the original premise for fortune teller. And then I tweak this recipe just a little. Let's see, the second version costs 3 instead of 4. And the third version also lets the other player stop on a curse. At this point, Fortune Teller and Wandering Minstrel go their separate ways, as Fortune Teller dropped messing with your own deck in order to not be so wordy, in order to just do the attack and focus on that. And Wandering Minstrel took over for the mess with the top of your own deck part. And this name, this was still a Cornucopia card, but, you know, within the next card or two, we'll shift to Dark Ages. And so it's plus two coins, name a card type, treasure action, etc. Reveal cards on the top of your deck into revealing a card of that type. Put that card on top and discard the other cards. So very often you might name action, and so you would still just get an action on top of your deck. But you could name, you know, prize or whatever if that was relevant, and set that up. The next version, for some reason, says if you found a matching card plus two coins, you don't get the two coins unless you name something that matched. And I think this was just to stop you from using it as Chancellor, which is like idiotic. Like, why can't I just let you use it as Chancellor? Chancellor's no good. And Scavenger does just do Chancellor. Chancellor, some people listening to this don't have no idea what Chancellor, what's that? Chancellor was this card in the main set. Plus two coins, and you could put your deck into your discard pile. It would mystify players. Why is that ever useful? Then they would think maybe they'd figured it out. But secretly, it was awful. And Scavenger in Dark Ages fixes that up by also letting you put a card from your discard pile on top of your deck. So you got that value out of it. And it will let you do that without putting your deck into your discard pile when that's useful. And Messenger now also lets you put your deck in your discard pile. It's not a completely useless ability, but the whole package has to be good enough because that part is really so little. But anyway, somehow this Wandering Minstrel was like, no, wait, you're going to do that. I quickly came to my senses there. And so Wandering Minstrel now costs 4, and it's two coins, name a card type. And it also says when this is trash, plus two cards. So we know this version is certainly in Dark Ages, and it was just trying to fit in a little more trashing trigger. And yeah, this card looks kind of interesting, right? I like the draw when you trash it. It was always a sad fit on Cultist where it ended up because you don't want to trash your Cultist. There sometimes it comes up and you're like, ooh, I trash my Cultist and draw 3 cards, but it would be way better on a card that you were happy to get rid of, which isn't, I mean, you still have to buy the card in the first place, but it is something that this can dig for a particular thing, although you need to go like village, minstrel, other card drawer in order to draw the card you wanted. Like it's a significant hoop, which I imagine plays into the change in a couple cards. So the next version says, name a card type, reveal cards on top of your deck, and do reveal a match, put it on your deck, discard the rest. This is me just trying to squeeze the text on as I make a tricky bottom ability. And this is when you discard this from play, if you didn't buy any cards this turn, trash this and gain a madman. So that's funny. At one point, this went mad. I don't remember testing that. Anyway, the top was hard to set up. And so I made it a village so that it wasn't hard to set up. At the same time, I dropped the name a card type part because, well, I don't really remember, but it's a million words. And it sometimes lets you be all, you know, getting a specific card to the top of your deck in a way that seemed generous and also that I was covering with Scavenger. But so this Wandering Minstrel is just village, reveal cards until an action, put it on top. And finally, reveal cards until an action could be slow. This is going to sound funny because, like, It's quite possibly way faster than the final version. But the idea was to speed it up. So you just reveal three cards and put the actions back. And this means you don't have this reveal a card, okay, reveal a card, okay, reveal a card. It's just like, whoosh, here are all the cards I'm revealing. You do it, you're done. And that's it. That card worked out. And of course, it, instead of digging for an action, now it just clears away some non-actions, which is a much different idea, really. But that is how that came to be. And I mean, these days, of course, it is a slow card, and that is a bummer. It's especially a bummer when you're playing a Dark Ages game and you have Wandering Minstrel Catacombs, and it will come up a lot. And there, it's like the village that has a that has some extra work to resolve it, and then a smithy that has extra work to resolve it. And so you really feel how that bogs the game down. But I mean, you know, Wandering Minstrel is, it's great except for that.
Hey Bards, what do you have for us today?
Topdecky, stopdecky, even though Mandarin's often rejected as nothing but trash, Orange, you glad that he sponsors your spending spree, capitalistically laundering cash?
Gainery, chainery, magical artifact, charming possessor of mystical wiles, taken with cavalry, suddenly, casually, talismaniacally emptying piles.
Thank you, Shara and Seltrosa, for hexasyllab... Thank you, Shara and Seltrosa, for hexasyllabically paying tribute to Mandarin and Talisman in double-dactyl form.